Sunday, June 20th. We are still experiencing the moon in Libra, but as she progresses in degrees through the sign of Libra, she is obviously going to create a connection via square to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. It's so interesting how much I find myself still talking about this planet. It's a placement that we just cannot escape. And perhaps escape isn't the best word, but it's definitely an aspect in the sky that will remain with us for such a long time that it'll be a constant reminder of the transformation that we're experiencing at a structural and foundational level. Now, with the moon transiting Libra on Sunday, it doesn't mean that that's exactly how we're going to feel, but any time that the moon has a connection to Pluto, there tends to be an intensity. There's an intensity of emotions. And when it's in the sign of Libra, it can definitely manifest in us taking out our frustrations on a partner or just on someone that we have a one-on-one relationship with. So understand that with that being the most active aspect of the day, other than the sun finally moving into Cancer, but it really won't happen till much, much later on in the day, which I have another recorded class for because that's the solstice. Understand that because of how Saturday was, look, it doesn't mean that just because Saturday's over that the energy is no longer active. The same energy that was active on Saturday will linger on over to Sunday. And with that last square that the moon is going to have to Pluto and Capricorn, it can definitely manifest in, for instance, something not going according to plan and us losing it over that. Okay. Something not necessarily being spoken about and us losing it over that as well. But remember, we are not in a time in which we're going to get any straight answers in communication with someone else. But it's important to bring up that we're still going to feel the need for that because the needs of the moon are amplified to such a degree whenever that it has any type of connection with Pluto, but especially a square, that we almost feel like our emotions take over. We feel like our emotions take over. Okay, put it this way. Have you ever had an argument with someone where you were just so angry that your head is telling you, stop, just stop. You know you're not going to get anywhere right now. Just stop, okay? Just take a deep breath, come back, and then you can talk about it later. But the emotion that you feel, the anger that you can feel, the frustration that may come up just completely takes over and you're like, I'm not going to listen to the rational mind. That's what it can tend to manifest into. I am not trying to scare you. Please do not predispose yourself. But I do find it important that you understand the type of intensity that Pluto can create when it touches another planet or luminary like the moon. Okay? So, I hope this is helpful. There's really not much going on other than the moon's transit and how that can make us feel when it comes to just very mundane things. I hope this is helpful, and I will talk to you soon because we still need to talk about the solstice. The full moon in Capricorn is also coming up, and Mercury is also going direct. It's going to be a busy week. Talk soon. Bye-bye.